be the best high school podcast on the planet. You can find us on Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Podchaser, and Player FM. On today's show, we'll be talking to Mrs. Kimberly Ems from the Elms Family Community Service. Welcome to Vede Valo.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So my first question, or my first topic I'd like to talk about. So you have this event coming up, the Creating Your Path Career. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, so this event is for high school students as well as out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24, as well as adults who have a desire to go back to school for a certificate program or two-year or even a four-year program. And so we'll have a number of university partners present as well as Michigan Works to really connect people in the community to both employment and resources for them to get their certificate or degree here at Michigan.
Okay. So what is the Elms Family Community Service?
So Elms Family and Community Services is a nonprofit organization. We're based in Clinton Township. The organization was formed in 2018, so it's slightly before the pandemic. We focus on youth services, adult services, as well as family support services for families in a community to help in closing barriers relative to education, social barriers, or economic barriers. So essentially, we're working with the family, the youth, or the adult who requires that assistance. So specifically for our youth population, we do college readiness, career readiness, and life skill development type programs and mentoring programs to really help our youth to get successful outcomes and sustainable outcomes in life.
Okay. So what drove you to create the Elms Family Community Service?
Great question. So I grew up in the city of Detroit. I'm actually from Chicago, Illinois. But my parents separated when I was younger, probably like right before the sixth grade. So my mom struggled in that even though she was a working class citizen, she struggled a lot trying to take care of myself and my three siblings at the time. And so that was a lot for, you know, my mom as a single parent. And there, you know, were other youth in the community who, you know, some of whom had two-parent households, some had a single-parent household like mine. And so one of the things that I've always been passionate about is being able to help individuals who have those kind of barriers. So this could be of no fault of their own if, you know, you get divorced or you have some type of situation that occurs in life. Life has it, and you may need that support. And so sometimes our youth need support. We have, you know, families who may need that support to help and just overcoming barriers, whether that's giving them access to housing resources or access to food resources, things like that. So that's really one of the things. I'm just looking at my mom's struggle and knowing that, you know, if she had access to more resources that we could have, you know, it probably wouldn't have been as challenging. And then the other thing in terms of the youth population, I lost my younger brother right around your age. So he would have been approaching his senior year of high school. And so I've always been passionate about youth, particularly young men when, you know, they are in a single parent household, father's not around, that sort of thing. Really trying to help and making sure that they have access to the support that they need in order to overcome that barrier that they may have as a result of, you know, being in a single parent household. And then finally, relative to the family aspect and the adult aspect, looking at individuals in the communities that I resided in. I said I grew up in the city of Detroit, so not everybody has resources, and depending on your environment, some adults, you know, go down the wrong path. And so one of the things that I like to do is really help one in motivating the adults who are struggling. And sometimes when you have that support system, it helps you in really staying more focused. And sometimes you just need resources and access to resources. And if we have community organizations and individuals in the community who, you know, would be willing to do more in that regard, then maybe, you know, in terms of incarcerations, things like that, to the adult population, I'm hoping that we can contribute to, you know, decreasing recidivism in the community for the adult population as well.
Okay. So besides the career and college event, what else do you do for and at Mount Clemens High School?
So right now, we've done after-school programming, but it's still geared toward career, college readiness, and life skill development. So for the life skills, essentially, we want to make sure that our youth have the skills that they need, such as organizational skills, time management skills. These things are critical, not just in the employment realm of what you're going to do once you transition from high school, but just, you know, during your tenure as a student, and being able to have the skills that you need to not only acquire success long term, but short term as well, relative to your educational goals, your personal goals. And then the other thing is opportunities for us to support in other areas. So, for example, you know, you have the seniors who are going to be going to prom soon. So seeing what type of gaps there may be, what type of needs there may be, where we could, you know, partner with some of our donors and, you know, to try to help in closing some of those gaps as well. And then any other ways that we can support our students as well as families at Mount Clemens, that's our goal. Our goal is to not just focus on, you know, one aspect of the things that a youth need to be successful, but holistically, what are those other things? So bringing in other, you know, community partners that we have that could close. So, for example, we don't provide counseling services, but if we were to be working with the youth who needed counseling services, that sort of thing, making sure that youth has access and that family has access to those additional resources also. So we really want to serve as a partner, not just for the youth after school program components, but holistically, what is it that it's going to take to make the youth whole and to close any gaps that are identified by the school district or the parent, because we try to partner with the parents as well to see where that youth may need additional support, like tutoring sometimes is connecting them with those type of resources as well.
I like that. That's really cool. What can we expect from the Elms Family Community Service for the next school years and the school years coming up?
So we are currently talking to the district about not just the after-school components of things, but looking at opportunities for us to partner with our teachers, our counseling team, on in-school support. So, for example, when you have career-related coursework, are there some other services, supplemental services that we could offer? And these services are offered at no cost to the students, no cost to the family. It's just to collaborate with the educational team so that, you know, we can help in supporting the students as best we can collectively, as opposed to, you know, doing bits and pieces of the work that may be needed. Mm-hmm. Another thing is just looking again at those other areas where there's barriers, bringing in some of our current partners. We partner with the United Way Southeastern Michigan, so they have a host of resources, literacy resources, you know, so now we're partnering with the high school and middle school, but what our goal would be even at the elementary level to be able to, you know, support your literacy efforts and, you know, where there may be needs for tutoring, things like that. We often have our support team, but also volunteers in the community who want to give back. And so how can we work collectively to meet the needs of not just the high schoolers, for example, but our lower grades as well. So those are some of the things that we're looking to, hoping to do in the future in our partnership with the district.
Okay. Well, those are all the questions that I have for you today. I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I loved it. So, yeah, that's all we have.
All right, well, here is, we didn't say the date for the event. So the event for the College and Career Fair is going to be on Thursday, March 14th from 4 to 7. Our high schoolers as well as young adults are welcome to come. You don't have to stay the full time. You can drop in, talk to the university partners, get all the information you need. If you need help with the FAFSA process, asking the questions, getting one-on-one support is going to also be an option as a follow-up from the event. So great opportunity for our youth to get connected with the universities in the, some of the universities in the state of Michigan.
And then is this here?
Or is that it is going to be right across the street at the Mount Clemens Library. So directly, you know, right in close in proximity to the school. We specifically are holding it at the library so that not only, you know, youth in the surrounding community can attend, but we're right across from the high school so that our high schoolers, as well as some of the eighth graders, you know, to get early exposure. We want to make sure that you have access to all the resources possible. And so that's why we chose the Mount Clemens Library for okay. this event.
Okay. So I'm going to close your mic and okay. I'm going to do my closing remarks. Okay. If you can't get enough of Bather Babble, follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Bather Babble. Stream live to the school mobile app, look for us in your message feed, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bassity Beat. Give us a like while you're there. Check out the Bather Babble video show. You can find it on our YouTube channel, Bassity Beat. Follow us on TikTok at Bather Babble. If you want to be a guest on an upcoming podcast, please email us at batherbabble@gmail.com. Until then, that's all we have for you today, beautiful people.